Hello, and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. So I thought this story would be perfect for Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th always has like some type of like superstition about how things can go bad. And I thought I would tell you a little story about how things went very bad in our homestead with chickens and dogs. It was crazy and very sad at the same time. So join me and let's get right into the story that is perfect for Friday the 13th. So it was like, I believe it was last year, spring. The chickens at this point in time were older and they were laying. I mean, they had a coop, we had a run, everything was going great. And we would usually let them free range like we do now while we're gone. That day, I think we went maybe out to dinner or out to lunch. It was during the daytime, so it must have been out to lunch and just spent some time in the city. Well, normally we'd put our dogs outside. We had a fenced in back, huge back, like fenced in area for the dogs. And so when we would leave, we'd put the dogs outside. And they had a really nice dog house. They had ventilation. It was amazing. It was huge. It was like a mansion of dog houses. My husband and son built it. So that was pretty much our routine as in normal. So we go to lunch or spend time in the city and we come home and I realized as we're driving by, I'm like, oh, huh, there are some chickens are like just laying down. And then we get a little closer and I'm like, wait a minute, those chickens aren't moving. Wait a minute, do I have a dead chicken? And I'm like starting to like tear up like, oh my gosh, I've never lost a chicken at this point in time. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out, right? And we pull up closer and I realize there are dead chickens scattered in my yard. And I don't know what is going on at this point in time. I'm like, what has happened? Like, what went down? So I go and I start realizing like where I was seeing, there were more dead chickens on the other side of the car that my kids and husband were seeing. So we then realize the dogs were out of the pen. So I'm like, oh my gosh, my dogs killed my chickens. So I'm like, well, we need to start counting how many. We need to start gathering them up. We have to bury them. You know, you just can't leave them out. So we start grabbing the chickens and I noticed like there's nothing wrong with the chickens at all. Like they're not wet. They're not bitten. There's no wound. There's nothing wrong with them. So I don't know how they died. And they're just scattered through our yard. Like just scattered. Well, we're picking up dead chickens and we're grabbing them by the feet and walking them. And I said, well, let's just pile them up. Let's start counting how many we have that are dead. And we have a decent sized pile going on. And my husband and me and the kids, we all have a chicken in our hand starting to walk to our pile. And then there's a police officer. A squad car comes rolling in our yard. And I thought, what the heck went down while we were gone? Like, we were not gone long enough to have cops called on us. Like, I don't even know what happened at this point. Like, did my dogs get out? They terrorized my chickens. They killed them all. And then they went somewhere and they killed other animals. Like, I don't even understand what is happening. And I'm like crying and I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. And my husband's like, what is going on? Like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. This is horrible. My chickens are everywhere. And so this cop, and I'm sure like, we all stop and we're just staring at this cop. Like, we don't even know what to say or do or like what is going on. And he pulls up and he gets out of his car. And I think I'm probably pale white because I'm like, I'm going to jail for something. I don't even know why. What happened? Like, I'm just speechless. And he's like, hey, sorry to bother you folks, but do you know where this road is? And I'm like, what? Completely shocked and stunned. Like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm looking for this road. And I'm like, I don't know that road. I don't know how to get there. He's like, well, my GPS says, it's right here. And I'm like, yeah, the GPS doesn't work around here. Like, I don't know. He's like, all right, well, thank you. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, what does this man think? He drove up into the country, into the mountains, and here we are, holding dead birds everywhere. Oh my gosh, it was funny to look back on now for that particular point of like, I felt like we were going to go to jail and this guy was lost, and I feel like that he was like crazy mountain people. So we're like counting our chickens. Half of them were dead. We had like 31. I think it was 15 that passed. And we still didn't figure out how they're dead, but we've come to the conclusion that we have two shepherds and they like to herd, and they were probably trying to chase the chickens inside the coop to herd them together. And chickens' heart will just like stop working. Like they'll just have a heart attack and just die right there on the spot. So that's kind of how we've decided that's what happened. It was horrible. Like it definitely helped me learn that we had to be sure that we secured the dogs better. We had to really make sure our dogs knew not to chase the birds, and they've done way better. They don't really mess with them now. And I've learned that once we got a rooster, they had helped us so much. We haven't lost a chicken since then. So roosters are so vital for our way of chickening, I guess. Like because we do, free range, they do need protectors. And so we have roosters. And they help the girls in so many ways. Not only do they like let them know, hey, there's food over here, or they protect them from a variety of ailments, they hide them. They'll tell them, hey, go hide. There's a hawk or there's a dog, and they will fight a dog or a hawk or another animal. So they are so vital to our homestead. And yeah, I have just learned so much. And sometimes I've learned the very hard way. And unfortunately, I never want to lose any animal. Especially like on something like that where you should have known better, I guess. We thought they could not get out. We learned that they could bend the metal and pull it open so that they could get out. We learned a lot in that. So now we can't actually go anywhere on vacation. Someone has to stay here because we have three dogs and we don't have a gate. We don't have any way to like put them up. And so now it's a completely different scenario. But I just thought I would share that story with you. So if you have lost some chickens, you know what? It happens to the best of us. It happens to the ones that care a lot. It happens to the ones who have the most secure coops. It happens to just about everyone. Like, I know a friend who has a very, very secure coop. She didn't think anything could get into it, and raccoons were able to get in, and she was losing her chickens left and right. So it happens. That is just the nature of this beast, unfortunately. You win a lot and you lose some. So I hope that story kind of gave you some knowledge on dogs and chickens, and maybe laugh at how crazy sometimes our life is, because this stuff really does happen to us more than I would like to I'd like to admit, honestly. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys had a fantastic day, and I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Bye.